Dave McGregor.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Joe. May I speak to Mr. Vernon David, please?
This is David McGregor. What can I do for you?
Mr. David, good morning. My name is Joe. I own a few properties in the area and was interested in the possibility of purchasing your property and just wondering if you had any potential plans with your home to sell.
Yeah, I'm going to be selling it for sale by owner. I'm just cleaning out my stuff in there, and then it will be up for sale in the next 10 days.
All right.
I am going to be selling it for a retail price. Retail price. It is ready to move in. It is ready to go. Across the street just sold for $700,000. And we have an extra bedroom, and we have a full workshop in the garage. So if you're serious about buying a house, I'm going to be selling it here shortly.
Okay, no problem. Great. Is the property currently rented, vacant, or you live there?
My father just passed away there.
I do apologize. We are
cleaning it out. It is, I've been living there part-time. I'm there 3 or 4 days a week, and then I'm working 3 or 4 days a week. So
okay.
I'm in and out of the house. So.
All right. Now, Mr. David, I just want to know, is it vacant, or is it you going to rent it, or are you going to live there?
I am going to sell it as soon as I get the rest of my parents' stuff out of there. So, yes. I am going to be listing it for $700,000. In the next 10 days, I'll be listing it.
Okay, Mr. David, just for clarifications, I just want to know if you can, is it vacant, or are you going to rent it, or, you're just going to live, but you're telling me that you're going to sell it, correct?
I am going to sell the house. It is not vacant. I'm going to be selling the house.
Okay, no problem. Okay. All right, so do you live there in the house, Mr. David? No, correct? Because you say you work from,
I guess we're having a communication problem. I just told you that I live there 3 or 4 days a week, and I travel. So, yeah, it is livable.
Okay.
I have been living there. My father lived there for,
Now, Mr. David, is the home in bad, good? Oh, can you tell me a little bit about the property? It recently updated. Does it need any repairs done?
No, it's ready to move in. Someone might want to put a different color of paint on the wall, but no, it's ready to move in. There's no problems. My dad's been living there for 20 years. Countertops have been done. He just did all new wood floors in the last 5 years.
So everything's updated, correct?
Pretty much, yes.
All right. Now, Mr. David, perfect. We're definitely interested in working with you and potentially purchasing the property. I have my business partner, Kyle and Ed, give you a call back since they deal more with the purchasing site. What's usually the best time we can reach you?
Kyle, I think I talked to a Kyle yesterday.
You talked to a Kyle yesterday?
I talked to a Kyle. I don't know if it's your Kyle, but people been calling me all day long.
Okay.
That wants to purchase my house.
Okay, so what's the best time to reach you, Mr. David? And when?
There is no best time. I usually, from noon till the end of the day, I usually have time to talk. My mornings, I'm busy with work.
Okay, like around 12?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, after 12 would be fine.
No problem. So, like I said, my business partners, and they will give you a call. That's my partners Kyle and Ned. Okay, they will give you a call at 12 o'clock tomorrow. All right?
All right.
And
yeah, if they're serious about talking about the house, tell them to call. Otherwise, don't waste my time.
Can I get your phone number, Mr. David? Just to, you know, verification.
You just called me on it. 248 318-6905. We're talking on the phone.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, Mr. David. So we'll do that, and we'll give you a call tomorrow at 12 o'clock so everything can be ready, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mr. David. You have a good day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. All right. Bye.